Do you consider yourself a lucky or unlucky person? Hot wings.
As long as it's not getting food, then lucky.
Okay. I didn't expect that to stump you.
I am unlucky at getting the right food at the right time.
So far, I am lucky.
Kelly?
Lucky.
Steve?
I guess I'm pretty lucky.
Yeah, I'm told I'm pretty lucky. I agree.
It's dangerous to say, though, the last time someone declared themselves lucky, they got Lou Gehrig's disease.
I think he got it first.
Yeah, he got it first. He was the first one to get it because he declared himself so lucky.
Yeah, he was so unlucky, they named it after him.
Yesterday, I considered myself the luckiest man on the face of the earth. All right, well, this guy, pretty unlucky. A man named David Grundman. Now, don't feel bad for David. He's been dead for quite some time. I mean, you could feel bad for him.
I still feel bad for him.
Spoiler alert. Back in 1982, he did something that almost everybody could do and then have it not be a big deal. Grundman, out in the desert, was messing around with a cactus, a saguaro cactus, which is protected variety of the plant.
Those are the ones that you think of when you think of a cactus,
yeah,
I believe.
Like the really tall ones.
Yeah, with the arms on it.
Just two arms.
Mm-hmm.
Turns out he had a shotgun. He was firing off some rounds. And he went out in the desert and he was firing at cacti after mashing some a cactus, a small one. He then went after a big one.
Oh, yeah. Why wouldn't you shoot cactuses?
It does seem like it'd be a lot of fun, honestly.
It'd be a blast.
And you're in a desert. No one's around. No one's around. Yeah, it's protected, but
let's shoot a hole in
10 miles.
Yeah. Watch it explode.
So he went after a big one.
Okay.
26 feet tall.
Wow.
That's a big cactus.
It could have been as old as 100 years.
Wow.
Which, okay, probably don't go shoot that one.
But. Yeah.
I mean, you shouldn't shoot any.
But he did. Shot it from pretty close. They know that because a falling arm of the cactus, which looked, in fact, like a human putting their arms up.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Landed straight on him.
Serves you right.
Now, he died. Now, why couldn't he call out for help? Well, first, he's in a desert, probably not a lot of passersby.
Mm-hmm.
But second, many of the spikes impaled through him. He couldn't move his mouth.
Oh, God.
Oh, that sucks.
Oh, man.
Yeah. That's a bad way to go, to have a cactus making holes in every part of you.
And if that thing's 26 feet tall, those have to be some pretty thick spikes.
Yeah.
Right?
Oh, yeah. I'm sure those thorns really hurt.
And since he shot it, I'll bet the milk of the cactus was going into his mouth too, and that burns. You're not supposed to drink it.
Is that right?
He was so hydrated.
Yes. Absolutely.
So hydrated.
A lot of people think you can, but you can't.
He lived just long enough to really think about the mistakes he had made.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
Probably quite some time.
Mm-hmm. Like, not being able to get out of the way of a cactus.
Yeah.
Did he just shoot it and then say okie dokie and turn around and walk away?
I don't know.
Can you imagine?
I mean,
like it had the last laugh?
Yeah. I mean, all you had to do was step one side or the other. Or, you know, I mean,
it was a big
or
cactus.
Stand back a little bit. Jeez.
Yeah. He probably, I don't know. Yeah. He was probably drunk. I don't know. It doesn't say that anywhere in the story, but it's 1982.
But probably more
he's
than
got a
likely.
Gun and he's going to the desert to shoot cacti.
Yeah.
I mean, that is kind of a drunken.
Wait, it was 1982?
1982.
I thought you said 1922. And this whole time, I've been just thinking about how depressed he must have been and how bored and poor and how brown everything was because it's the 20s.
Things
and
were still in color.
Mm-hmm.
Not really. Everything was kind of like khaki
really.
And brown and dirty and dusty.
Well, he's in a desert. I mean,
I know.
It's probably going to be pretty dusty and dirty.
But then put it in the 20s. It's even dustier and dirtier.
Oh, yeah.
But then in the 80s, now I'm just like, okay, so he's a cocaine cowboy out there shooting cactuses.
Yeah, had a half shirt and a mullet.
Yes.
Yeah, sunglasses that had fake paint thrown on them.
Yep. He had just gotten done dumping all of his garbage out there.
Most definitely. Uh-huh. God, it totally paints the picture now. Way different than 22.
Yeah. I'm glad a cactus fell on that guy.
Yeah, now that it's in the 80s, me too. I felt bad for 1922 cactus guy. 1982 cactus guy, I don't feel as bad. Yeah.
I bet he had a real D-head mustache, too.
Mm-hmm. I'll bet he did, yeah.
Actually,
I'll bet that cactus saved us from him impregnating a girl at the Iron Maiden show and giving us another loser.
When they went raw dog in the porta potty.
Yeah.
And now you have a baby on the way.
Mm-hmm.